This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana. Innaka sami'un mujibud du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min 'ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha. ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome everyone. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Another Tuesday, continuing with سورة الملك. If you see, I'm going much slower than the usual because it's سورة الملك. So the idea I'm trying, inshallah, Allah will make it happen. It's not only tadabbur, but I want you to really go in depth in it. It's not only how to live it, but what does it really mean? Why Allah chose this and not that? Because this is again Suratul Mulk, which is, what is the names we said, if anybody remember? Al-Mani'a, the one that will, that one, Al-Mani'a is the one that prevent. So it prevent the punishment of the grave. And then Al-Munji'a, the one that will save me again from the punishment of the grave. So it's related to the grave. And that's why you see in it, as I said last time, if you all remember, there is no description, there is no stories, there is no names of prophets. There is only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creation, and then the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creation, the hereafter, back and forth. Because the goal of the surah is what? It's a surah Makki. It was revealed in Mecca. The goal of it, if you read it, not like we sometimes, most of the time, we read things like birds. You know, we just read. And this happens in, as we're reading the Quran, as we are reviewing, or even in Salah. You read it, alhamdulillah, of course I'll get the reward. Of course, inshallah, it will get the effect on me, but it will not move me unless I pay attention and I read it with feelings. And I will not have the feelings unless I know what I am reading. And I don't know what I am reading unless I read it slower. And especially for those who know Arabic, it's much easier. But those who don't know Arabic, at least you know the concept of it, right? Starts by absolutely praising Allah. Tabarak is the biggest description of Allah, that you are absolutely elevating Allah to a status. There is no deficiency. That's when you say Tabarak. End up with a question only Allah can do. What we are asking. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. It's a question, there is no answer. See around you, if Allah made this all water around us, it's so bitter that you cannot drink or you cannot reach it. Who else will bring you that water? No answer. That's how it ends. So it comes in with an introduction, like, to me, wake up, move on or move out of your regular rat race, day in, day out, and I don't know what I'm doing, what I am here, to reality around you. And that's why he's now going to take us. Last week he took us to look around you, look around you and look at the sky. Remember we said the levels, and look around, do you see any deficiency, right? Then suddenly, and now we are moving to the next, which is verse 6, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now takes us to the hereafter. And this is an amazing concept in the Quran. Again, when you read, I want each one of you put a goal for this Ramadan. I don't want you to put the goal of how many times I'm going to finish the Quran. Please don't do that. The numbers is useless. Useless in changing me. Because if every time I'm going to read it the same way, nothing is going to change. So finish, of course, alhamdulillah. And although one of my teachers used to say, we don't have to finish the Quran in Ramadan. It's not an obligation, right? But if, for example, the hafidh of the Quran, yes, you need to, this is your time to review and review and review. But for those people who don't know what the Quran mean, pick one surah. Short, medium, long, whatever you are familiar with, and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Ramadan, I am going to dig in the surah. For example, the mulk, inshallah, if Allah give us life, we'll finish it before Ramadan, right? Go back to everything you learned, and it's very sad that I see majority of you don't have even a pen and a paper. or you're writing on your phone. Yeah, I said majority. How you will learn? And I always ask people, ask myself before, how many, like this group especially, how many lectures you have attended? How many YouTubes you have listened to? And reels, and halaqa, and any, did I move an inch? I'm not saying you, but I ask myself, did you move an inch? An inch closer to Allah? Inch? And if you're going to say yes, well, show me. It's not a claim. Never, ever praise yourself. This is absolutely an advice to everybody. Don't you say, me, I want to raise my hand in front of everybody. The real people of taqwa never do that. The people of taqwa hide everything, and it's going to come here. So what I'm trying to say is we need, alhamdulillah, it's been 2 years now I am with you. I just can't believe it. It's two and almost three, 4 months. We really need to move to the next step. Not everybody, but at least majority, those of you, every Tuesday I see you. Alhamdulillah, I'm extremely happy. But I need you all, and don't say it to anybody, and don't claim it, or don't write it. You say to yourself, am I moving? The first thing, am I moving? One. Two, am I moving in the right direction? Ya Rabbi, Ameen, yes. Say to yourself, show me. One thing, has your salah improved? Has your salah became more regular? Has your tongue became less open? That's how I change. Am I less worried about this life and I am more worried about the akhirah? I didn't say don't worry. I said less. If you pay attention to the words I'm using. This is how I know I changed. Am I now, my reactions when something happens to me that happened 2 years ago, my reaction is completely different in the way that pleases Allah, then I changed. I don't care what people think of me. They don't know me. But me, I know myself. So this is what I want all of you. Can't be this Ramadan comes in and we are the same story. We come to this masjid in the back, all the women are talking. Just ask Sister Kareem. Every year when I come back, I'm glad you were not here, Dr. Raifa. I was like, why is that? And the long list of what woman does. And that doesn't mean only the woman, by the way. But again, because we are all here. Ask Allah, make a promise to Allah as much as you can. That you're going to spend or understand more the Quran this Ramadan. Again, choose one chapter. Whatever you are comfortable with, but dig deep. Every day spend 30 minutes reviewing what you know, what you learn. See what will happen to you at the end of it. We will not change unless we take it serious and we monitor it and we improve. Just like you want to lose weight, and that exercise we're going to talk about later on. It doesn't happen just by I want that or I do it once a month. Nothing happens. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he talked about the creation of the earth, and if you go to the verse number 6 and 7, he takes us to the description of Jahannam. And you know what I did before I came to you? Subhanallah, and I wish I had a screen, I would have brought it with me. I looked at, because he was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing Jahannam, right? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ لَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. For those who have kafaru bi rabbihim, they are disbeliever, right? And then what happened? Lahum, for them, adhabu jahannam, the punishment of jahannam, wal iyadu billah, wa bi'sa al masir, and what the worst end. Okay, we know that, and many of us read this and it's like, it's not me, I am not a kafir, wallah alhamd, next. And then he comes and describes jahannam. And subhanAllah, if I had one, again, one day when we will maybe change between the Qur'an is we will talk only about Jahannam. And also we'll talk only about Jannah. Because we have to have both. I have to be afraid, but I also have to be hopeful. So he said the following. What is Jahannam? He didn't say anything other than, إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا. When they were thrown in it. Who are those? Al-Kafir. Only? Is it only the disbelievers are in Jahannam? Is only the disbelievers in Jahannam? Yes or no? May Allah protect us. Is there a possibility I and you will be there for a short period of time? Yes or no? I can't deny it. Ya Rabbi, I mean not. Right? For sure we will not be there forever. Hada guaranteed. Not because of me or you. It's because he said so. Allah said so. Right? مَا فِي خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They're going to be there eternal. Not us. مَا فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believe. That's why لا إله إلا الله is an amazing gift Allah gave us. Or Allah guided you if you are a revert. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. So it's not أَبَدًا. Eternal. But is there a possibility we'll be there? Ya Rabbi, protect us. Look what he said. إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا. When they are thrown in it, what is it? سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. You all are familiar. I can see this is not something like you haven't heard. طيب, what is it? سَمِعُوا لَهَا. You hear it. What? شَهِيق. You know what's شَهِيق? Is when you take a deep breath. Have you heard somebody who has asthma? And they take a breath. How do you know they have asthma? Because they wheeze. Right? And the worst when they, not the worst, because the worst it will be completely silent. But as it gets worse, you start, when they take a breath, they have a sound. And when they, the breath comes out, there is a sound. So here Allah said, إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقٌ. شَهِيق is, okay. So I wanted to feel it. So I, when I speak to you, I speak with feelings. So this is what I did. I highly recommend all of you do it. Go on Google, not now, because you will need to listen to it. And I just put a voice of a volcano. I put a sound of a volcano, because that's the closest you can, right? And then, subhanAllah, of course, YouTube has everything these days. And there was a volcano that erupted, it says August 2021. I think it was August 18. It is about 20 minutes. And it looks like a drone was coming to it because it was far and then it starts going closer and closer and closer. And as it's far, you hear the sound. I can't tell you what it is. SubhanAllah, exactly how Allah described it. And it is absolutely boiling. وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. Tafur is boiling, literally. When you put a water on the stove and starts boiling, in the Arabic language, we say tafur. And I was like, Jahannam, tafur, how is that? So I looked at the volcano, because it's a small example, like a, I want to say appetizers, but it's like something very small. This is what I saw. If I can please ask somebody to close the door because they are working on from this side. You see mountains around, completely the usual mountains. I mean, Allah protect us, Ya Rabbi, I mean, we don't have it here. But like, look at, if you look east, you will see, no, the mountains behind us. It's all the same look, right? In the middle of it, one. And as they were far away from it, as the drone was, so obviously it's a drone, was far away from it, you see nothing other than suddenly orange, yellow flames comes out and stops. But you see a little bit of two streaks of yellow and orange coming from top to the bottom. But then you start hearing some noises, some voices. And as he comes closer, La ilaha illallah. And they come way, they reach the point, they are on top of it. And exactly how Allah described it. You see, it is boiling and boiling, especially if you've ever had, it's not fluid, but it's a thick fluid. If you've ever seen thick fluid boil, you know how it is? It comes like, I don't even have a real way of describing it other than it is very scary, but the most scary part is the sound. And at a minute, may Allah protect us all, but I just wanted to feel it. I said, imagine I'm there. For a second, what Allah said, I'm going to completely melt. Because Allah said that. SubhanAllah. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. طيب, why it is boiling? Why it is boiling? The next verse. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْضِ. It's a very common figure of speech. We say it in the Arabic language. My blood is boiling. Right? I don't know if you use this in in other languages. But this is usually when you're extremely upset, but you are trying to be composed and you're not saying anything. And he said, your face looks different. He says, my blood is boiling. It's a sign of anger. Why Jahannam is angry? And why did Allah say this? تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْضِ. Even the word Allah used, تَمَيَّز is like explode out of anger. Why? Why? What makes you upset in this dunya? This, I didn't get this, I didn't get that. She didn't listen to me. They didn't, whatever, right? It's all dunya matters. I'm not saying it's not important, but if you keep looking at that volcano, anything in this dunya becomes not even trivial. Literally, I was looking at that volcano and I was like, okay, so, and then whatever in your mind of the dunya daily thing comes in and it feels zero. That's why the famous hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, right? When he came back from the Isra and Mi'raj, when he came back from the night journey, he said, لَوْ رَأَيْتُمْ مَا رَأَيْتْ. He said to the Sahaba, if you have seen what I saw, what did he see? Alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw Jannah and he saw Jahannam. He said, if you saw what I saw, لَضَحَكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا وَمَا لِطَابَتْ لَكُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَلَذَّتْتُمْ بِالنِّسَاءِ. If you have seen what I saw, if you have seen what I saw, can I ask everybody not to come and drink water? It feels not appropriate. Because you know what will happen in Jahannam? Right? وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. There's so many things in Jahannam and throughout the whole Quran. One of them is the people of Jahannam will talk to the people of Jannah. This is a beautiful page in Surah Al-A'raf, the heights, where the talk between people of Jannah and people of Jahannam, and then the people of the height in between. But at the end of this, at the end of the page, the people of Jahannam will talk to the people of the hellfire. And they say to them, أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Just give us a drop of water. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. And what Allah have given you. The people of the hellfire talking to the people of Jannah. And the people of Jannah, they say, basically, it's not our choice. قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين. Allah made it haram, forbidden. The sip of water and whatever the people of Jannah. Those people who make fun of you here, those people who belittle you and me, it's going to be the opposite there. But the people of Jannah will not belittle them because they are people of Jannah. The only discussion there will be between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam is the following. Right? وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا قَالُوا نَعَمْ. The people of Jannah, that's why I said this, subhanAllah, yesterday, the same thing, this morning in the Jannah class, and I'll say it again. People of Deen, people of real Muslims, should not be identified only by, for us women, the way we dress. That's external. The main thing is our conduct. The main thing is our conduct. Because the people of Jannah, when they looked at the people of Jahannam, they did not make fun of them. And they did not tell them, see what you did and you made fun. None, go to the Quran and find. If you find one, come back and tell me. What they said to them, we have found what Allah promised us, true. Did you find what Allah promised you true? They said no. Yes. So for us as Muslim, especially Muslim women, we really need to have the conduct of the Muslim woman. In every step, whether we are between each other, or we're in class, we're in the masjid, we are at home, and we are with each other, let alone when we are outside there with the non-Muslims in our daily life. People need to look at you and says, as there was a very famous clip, I don't know if you have watched it, for CNN. And I think it was Vance who said it. He's one of the commentator. And he said, if you have a Muslim neighbor, you need to be extremely happy. Have you? This was very well known. He said, because then your kids will play with kids who are well behaved. You will be safe. They will treat you very well. That's how we should be. That's exactly how we should be. Are we? Don't answer me. Or am I? لا أزكي نفسي. My conduct, the way I am, the way I dress for sure, but also the way I speak, my voice, my tone, my interaction has to be ready to go to Jannah. I don't want to be, the hellfire will be so upset with me. وَهِيَ تَفُورُ. Why is that? Every group, and there are groups, you know this, it's always groups. That's why this is a whole chapter in the Quran called Surah Az-Zumar. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها. The next verse. Every time group of people are thrown into the hellfire, سألهم خزنتها. The guards of Jahannam ask them simple question. And each one of us will be asked, and again, as I was reading this, I was like, Ya Allah, what am I going to do? They asked them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Didn't Allah send for you a warner? And the warner is what? Is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the other warner? Al-Quran. Right? What will I say to Allah? I'm sorry. I didn't know. قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. No, there is no excuses there. A lot of excuses here. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us chances. He gives us opportunities. But once we are there in the day of judgment, there is no more excuses done because the book is closed. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Didn't you have a warner sent to you? You know the best part? No one will lie that day. No one will say, well, I don't have time. There's no excuses and no lying. قَالُوا بَلَى. The people of Jahannam will say, بَلَى. قَدْ جَاءْنَا نَذِيرٌ. A warner was sent to us. And they will say the truth. فَكَذَّبْنَا. We denied. And I'm literally translating the verses for you. كَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا. And we said, مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah did not send anything. Now for us, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we're not that level. We're not that level. But unless we have this thoughts in me, at least daily, I'm not going to say every minute, because if every minute I'm an angel, because I will not be able to disobey Allah. But at least daily, these thoughts has to come to me. Now you're going to look at me and say, why you are scaring us? And my answer is, I'm not. Because I'm talking about myself, I am surrounded by so many temptations around me. And I'm sound, true or false? Surrounded by everything around me, young and old, that does not remind me of Allah. Who looks at you and says, you know what? And I'm talking about in general. Or you drive in a street and you see the billboard say, you know what? This dunya is not forever. Who does that? So unless I take care of myself, very few people will take care of me regarding my akhirah. Even parents, they so much worried about their dunya, the children dunya, but how many of the parents really worried about the akhirah? True or false? Am I exaggerating? Yes or no? If the child doesn't wake up for Fajr, Allah ghafurur rahim. But if the child comes back, right, with the report card, less than what you expect, what will happen to that child? Which one is more important? It's okay he doesn't or she doesn't wake up during the weekend for the Fajr, or they need to rest. But if they didn't wake up for school during the week, wow. What does that say? Are you all with me? And this is what we're going to ask. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Didn't we send you the Quran? And the Quran has it all. Has the Rasul missed anything, alayhi salatu wasalam? Has the Rasul did not say anything? Did he leave anything? And they will say, Bala, no, he did. We had a warner, ولكن كذبنا. وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. You were in a huge, great mischief or misguided. And here the discussion is whether the people of Jahannam will say it or the malaika, the guard of Jahannam will say it to the people. What is the name of the angel who is the guard of Jahannam? Malik. His name is Malik. And one of the discussions, which is in Surah Az-Zukhruf, imagine this. And again, if you have seen the volcano, you will feel what I'm going to say. One of the requests inside Jahannam for the people, you know what? Let us die. وَقَالُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. They will call Malik the guard. And I said to you just a verse from the Quran. They said, Malik, لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. Let us die. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. Nope, you're staying. Any one of us in this dunya will say, you know what, let me die? Very unlikely. I wouldn't say no, but I would say very unlikely. Right? Why? Because we are enjoying it. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. But when the people of Jahannam, the first thing they say, let us die so we don't feel it. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. I want you to all keep reminding yourself. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Didn't Allah, through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and again I'm talking about salah, because that's the commonest question I get. I'm still struggling with my salah. And I'm not talking about the teenagers born, raised in this country, which I can feel. But I'm talking about people who were born back home. And I don't know what happened when we came in here. Right? أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Didn't the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, بَشَّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمْ. Give a good glad tiding to those who walk in the night, meaning people who go in the morning and the night to the masjid, Fajr and Isha. Didn't he say the hardest salah on the hypocrites are the Fajr and Isha? He said it. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Then the people of Jahannam will say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ. Now they acknowledge, but also they said, if we only were truly listening and we were comprehending, meaning in our daily language, if we were only smart, we will not end up this way. مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And this is another name of Jahannam, is As-Sa'ir. And the punishment of Jahannam is very commonly in the Quran, عَذَابُ السَّعِيرِ. So here I am in the second part of this surah, which is 2.5 pages. In the second part of the first page, Allah take me to a very 4-5 verses reminding me of Jahannam. Why? Because when I looked around me, I got so much used to it and it doesn't affect me anymore. Right? Even when we live here, if anybody come and visit here, and you go and they say, well, take me to the ocean. And I was like, okay, right? And then, okay, fine. Ocean, sure. But for them, because they, let's say, they live in a city or a state where there's no ocean, for them is wow. Meaning we get used to things around us. And that's why we need reminders. So Allah says, fine, you're looking at the sky, you're seeing all these beautiful, the levels of the sky, you're seeing the beautiful stars, nothing is happening. I'm too busy. I'm looking at my phone. I'm focusing on the traffic, my usual rat race. Fine, let me scare you. That's how it is. Are you with me? So now it moves to the scary part. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Yes, Ya Allah did. And one of the beautiful ayat also, which is beautiful here, one of the most, to me at least, beautiful chapters in the Quran is Surah Az-Zumar, which is the groups. At the end, in the Day of Judgment, we are two groups. There is no third. At the end, in the beginning, there is third, Ashabul A'rab. But at the end, when everything is done, there will be people of Jannah and people of Jahannam. So in that, at the end of it, the same thing. It's talking about Jahannam and then talking about Jannah. Exactly same thing in Surah Al-Mulk. Right? وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا. The people, the disbeliever, they will be guided, سيقا. Nobody wants to go. So سيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا. They will be taken to جهنم in groups. حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها. They came very close to it. And the doors opened suddenly. There is no wow here. Suddenly. فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها. The same wording. And the guards said to them, ألم يأتكم رسل. This time is رسل. You didn't get prophets, sunnah, just sunnah. Why do I have to do it? ألم يأتكم رسل منكم, from you. يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم. They remind you, they recite for you the verses of your Lord. وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا. And they warn you that this is coming. قالوا بلى. Same answer. There is no lying on Day of Judgment. There is no denial. You know, in this life, we live in a lot of denials. The list is long according to who we are, where are we in our life. And they said that. ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. That's it. They earned the punishment. Now we get so scared, we get depressed. That's usually how the language of the Quran. Warn you, feel bad, get ready, and then he gives you the smile. But the smile is not free. One of the few times Allah said this, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Opposite. My choice. One of the most beautiful things to me in this deen, you know what? Is a choice. Is a choice. You want to obey Allah? You don't want to obey Allah? اليوم, as Sayyidina Ali used to say, اليوم عمل ولا حساب. Today is do actions, and there is nothing is going to be, no recompense, no accountability. وغدا حساب ولا عمل. And tomorrow, meaning there, accountability, and we cannot change it. We cannot do anymore. So Allah now says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Let's stop here a little bit. إِنَّ verily, الَّذِينَ those, يخشون خشية. I'll come to it in a second. It's mostly translated as fear, because there isn't another word. But it is not fear only. Part of it is fear. بالغيب. This is the key to here. يخشون ربهم بالغيب. Those who are quote unquote fear, it's okay for now. But بالغيب, they haven't seen him. They haven't seen Jahannam. They haven't seen الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. They haven't seen anything. لهم, for them, forgiveness. وأجر كبير. It's a choice. Which one you want? Which one you want? I need to make a decision here. Because when I die, it's too late. I can't change the decision. I cannot make decision, let alone change the decision. Right? If I ask everybody here, and I do it wherever I go, do you want to go to Jannah? Everybody will raise their hand. I normally raise two hands. The next question, what have you done for it? Oh, Allah Ghafoor Rahim, for sure. If Allah is not Ghafoor Rahim, ya wayli, where would I go? But alhamdulillah. But what did I do extra? So here he says, well, this is what I want from you. What is khashya? Khashya is a feeling in the heart of fear. So that's why they translate as fear, but it is not fear only. What is the body language when I am in fear versus I am in khashya? It's a body language. They say khashya, when the fear inside you is overwhelming, that your body is almost stand still. Fear on the other way around, the body can do anything, and it's mainly a feeling in the heart. Now, afraid of who? Rabbahum. Bilghayb. And they have not seen him. There's a beautiful hadith. I learned it, I was 13 years of age. And that was the first step in changing. Seven Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَبَعَةٌ يَظُلِّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. The seven categories of people. The seven could be all of us actually. And you could be the seven. Yani the seven criteria could be in one person or it could be seven people. يَظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ. Allah will shade them. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. The day there is no shade but the shade of Allah. How close the sun will be to us. How far is the sun right now? Millions of years, right? That day is going to be so close that you think it is going to be at your head. So imagine the heat. There's seven categories. The reason why I said this related to those who have this fear and stand still body because of they are remembering Allah. These seven categories. Number one, Imamun Adil, a just ruler. But that doesn't mean I cannot be. Everyone here can be a just ruler. If you have anyone under your authority, then you are a ruler. It doesn't have to be a president or a king. You're a mother, you have 3-4 children. Are you a just ruler? Or my mom loved my sister more. A very common scenario. Or you have one child. Okay, so there is no other to compare. And then the neighbor's son or daughter did something to your child and you take them accountable and get so upset and everything. Then your child does the same. And you say, it's okay, he didn't mean it. That's not a just ruler. Are you with me? So the just ruler, which is one of the hardest one, by the way, because it's very hard to be extremely just, you have to go against you. And going against me is one of the hardest things ever. Imamun Adil, first. Second, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. A young man or a woman grew up, and this is young, هذا شاب, يعني people are teens and young adults. نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, grew up with the obedience of Allah. That's why when I see these young girls in the masjid, or I see the young girls here, it should make you so happy. Don't worry what they are wearing. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. Because that's some people, this is the last thing for them. With some people, this is the beginning. But they are here. They are listening. They want to change. And the other day when we had this, we had the hijabista on Saturday, more than 100 girls there, between 11 and 14. You look at these girls and it's like, I wish all the Muslim girls here. And I'm not saying they are the perfect, no, but they are there to learn something about Allah on a Saturday. نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. He is growing, 15, 16, 17, goes to college, doesn't matter. فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. But to have a child to grow in this way, the next question is, who are you as a mother or a parent, and what kind of a house you have? There is always exceptions to the rule. I've seen people, I told them, I think you were adopted. I joke with them. But the usual is the child is the product of the house before he or she is the product of the school. Is number one is the house. So شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Third, anyone knows? You have to know this hadith. رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّانِ فِي اللَّهِ اجتماعَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Two people. And by the way, when I say رَجُلَان, or for those of you who know Arabic, or translate as men, that doesn't mean men. الرجل, the men or the man in the Arabic language mean both, being human being in general. And if Allah wants to separate, He will separate. But in general, mean both. So two women, right? They are in a strong relationship for no reason other than the love of Allah. Not because she takes care of me, not because she's there when I need her, not because this or that. Or, you know, if she's my friend, oh, people will look up to me. تَحَبَّا فِي اللَّهِ. They love each other for the sake of Allah. Meaning, the sign that friend is, or you and her, in this category, there is no disobedience of Allah. You're not going to go together in a place where it is disobedient to Allah. It doesn't work. Because you cannot be, you love her for the sake of Allah and then you disobey Allah. How can that work? رَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّى فِي اللَّهِ طيب, four, which is Sayyidina Yusuf. رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَى ذَاتْ مَالٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ أَعُوْ مَعَاذَ اللَّهُ أُرَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. A young man, and this is why, if you have your son, let me translate and then I'll hear this. Young man, here is a man, it's not a woman. Because a woman, beauty with beauty, beautiful woman, and has power or has wealth. And there is authority. Called him. And you know what that means? And he said no. In privacy, said no. I am afraid of Allah. Allah will shade him. Right? Now the fifth one, which is related to the verse. And the rajulun. What? خَلَى بِاللَّهِ فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَيْهِ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. A man or a woman. And I want you all to ask yourself this question. That person was alone with Allah. Alone. And then he starts or she starts crying. From, not because something happened today, or I'm in pain, or whatever. No, life is going beautifully. Alhamdulillah. But there's reason he or she is shedding tears from the awe of Allah. And Allah will shade you. And a man or a woman will give charity in secrecy that the right hand doesn't know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand did. I love for you to look at these categories and see which one I am. Ask yourself. You never know. You're probably one of them. But you just didn't know. Or you know what? I didn't know. Now I learned. Let me put one. From now till Ramadan, I'm going to pick one. And all of us can be at least one. One. And I'm going to work on it. Put a goal. Without goals, we don't change. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. And how do I get there? This is, I mean, books were written about this. There's only a simple answer. Think about who's Allah. Learn who is He. I'm not talking about the 99 names of Allah that we all know. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. But I'm talking about the reality that He's looking at me. That when I say this, this is not pleasing to Him. Not because I'm polite. Not because it doesn't fit. No. He's looking at me. He's listening to me. He gave me everything. I need to be grateful. Do you see the relationship missing in majority of our homes? The presence of Allah, reality of the presence is missing. How many of us, simple, at dinner table, Muslim homes, remind everybody, this was given to us by Allah, versus I cooked today. Do you like it? Nothing wrong with that. But I'm trying to remind you, how do we live with this remembrance of Allah, constant remembrance of Allah? Simple things. Simple things. You get into your car. Who gave you the car? Allah. Yeah, I went and bought it and have the money and worked and everything. But Allah facilitated this. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Is it me? Because the next is guaranteed. Allah is saying, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. That's it. You will be forgiven. I just have to qualify. Am I? وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ وَأَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ. This is how it makes you also have the khashya. Don't say anything. Say it secretly. Or say it loudly. It doesn't matter. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Hadi is repeated in the Quran. Look what he said. Innahu verily, him, alim, all-knowing, bidati sudur. What is inside the chests? And the sudur is a chest. Everyone in this room, we're close to 100 women here. Everyone is saying something inside her as we speak. He knows it. Not only us, Everyone. Can you believe this? Can not believe. Of course I believe. May Allah forgive me. Can you imagine? Everyone whispering internally, not saying it. Not saying it softly. It's not a word yet. He knows it. Who's he? When I think this way, the khashiyah is going to come. When I think this way, the fear, the love, I don't want to disobey him, comes easily. But when I am completely distracted day and night, and it is extremely easy to get distracted, Ya Allah, protect us. And it's becoming harder and harder and harder. You all agree with me. Then I need to bring myself back, because nobody will bring me back. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوْ اجْهَرُوا بِهِ. And scholar says, why this? Say it secretly or loudly. Why secretly first? Well, I don't hear it. Why shouldn't it be loud first? Because everything loud starts inside. Everything out starts internally. Every thought, when I say the word, I'm thinking of it. The concept or the word itself, it's all start internally. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. He knows secrets and he knows what is not secrets if they will become secrets. Who is he? Tabarak. Are you with me now? You see, when you connect everything, you look around you, you think of the creation of Allah, you see this picture of Jahannam, at least what we can imagine, what happens to me, and then I don't want to be scared. I want to be motivated. We all should be motivated. It's not only to love Allah, but I need to be motivated to do things because who is he? And the only way I will be motivated when I know about Jannah. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Doesn't he know what he created? وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. And he is the subtle, all-knowing. This is the first page. Done. What did you learn so far? One page. What did you learn? We know nothing. I have not spent enough time to know my Creator. I haven't spent time to know what is going to happen on Day of Judgment. What is this Jahannam everybody is scared of? What is this Jannah everybody smile when the name comes in? Are you all with me? That's how we change. Think. Take notes. This is why you really need to take notes. And just take 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't write journals. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go home and think. Because these are clear ones. These are not sophisticated or complicated. Think. What is it? Where am I going? Right? And where will I end? Where we will end? Sooner or later, we're done. You know, if I want to bring myself back, you know what I think? I'm in the grave. And you all know what happens when the moment you think of this. Scary? La. Scary is not the right word. That's when I can say, no, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. So I don't despair. But the idea is this Surah Al-Mulk, the first page, literally take you through the majority of the concept of the Quran. Know who's Allah. Know what is this life. Look around. Look where it's going to be the end. The end is your choice. This one or this one. And I'm just reading some of the hadiths. I really want to talk a lot about Jahannam today, but for some reason, because we don't talk about it. We don't have to talk about it every day. Don't talk about it to 5 and 4 and 6 years old. Never. Never. But me as an adult, I need a reminder every now and then. So I'm just looking at this hadith I put here. It says, Sumurah radiallahu anhu, he says, إِنَّ مِنْهُمْ from the people of Jahannam مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارِ إِلَىٰ كَعْبِهِ. The hellfire will cover him or her to the ankle. And some will be covered to the abdomen. And some will be covered to here. Go and look to the volcano I told you about. And you will see if this only touched me. Sayyidina Umar had this. This is how they keep themselves checked. He turned on the stove. And then he put his finger, get it close and close and close. You know what happens. At one point, gonna pull out. I don't want to get burned. You know what he said to himself? أَلَكَ صَبْرُ عَلَى هَذَا يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ. Will you be patient on this? Absolutely no. that he brings him, and that's Sayyidina Umar. So he said, and the other one, and this is very nice, Abu Huraira, اشتكت النار إلى ربها. The hellfire complained to Allah. Hellfire, yep. Rabbi أكل بعضي بعضا. Ya Allah, part of me is eating part of me. Right? Meaning, it's getting very hot and I'm getting choked. فأذن لها. He allowed some of it, meaning some of the fire, some of the flames to go out. Because this is related to us. فأذن لها. نفسين, two breaths. نفس في الصيف ونفس في الشتاء. One breath in the summer, one breath in the winter. Do you know what we feel? When it's extremely hot, that's one breath. And when it is extremely cold, you probably, those of you born, raised here, or been here for a long time, you don't know what it is when it is extremely cold. When it is minus 30 and minus 40. If you live in different other states, you will see this. I can't tell you the feeling. You open the door of your house, and it's not the breeze, it's the feeling that comes to you. You have to close the door. It's extremely cold. Your hand, if it's two or less than a minute, if you're not wearing gloves, the fingers will become blue. That's one breath. That's one breath. And when it gets here, we feel the heat, but still not as hot as other places, right? And it's one breath. Subhanallah, one breath. The other thing I want to, I think I shared everything because I got you some, yeah, I put the hadith, alhamdulillah. I just wanted to share some, alhamdulillah. I covered almost everything I covered. Please forgive me if I was a little bit, I don't know what's the right word, but again, I'm talking to myself before everybody. We really need sometimes the reminders, right? And the more reminders is not the numbers, is what did I get from the reminder. So each one of us, literally again, and I will end up here, take a promise with Allah. Don't say to anybody. Don't talk to anybody. We are all the same boat. Take one thing and say, this year, for the next 3 months, till Ramadan, one thing I'll change in me. And no reason I'm changing other than it is for Allah. I have one person who every few months comes to me and says, give me something I'll do. Then I do. And then 3 months later, they come to me and says, okay, it's done. It became a habit. Give me more. That's what we need. Get to this ladder step by step. But go up. Go up. We want everything excellent in this life. And we should. Why not? But not only in dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannah al-Firdaus. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us enter Jannah bila hisab. Without any accountability, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. He's able. He's capable, subhanahu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand His words and help us to live it. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. We're going to be ending here, but then we're going to have the small talk about the gym. I want to say something. I don't think I need to be online.